NASA's plans for extreme access flyers will take planetary exploration airborne.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
The first step in being able to use resources on Mars or on an asteroid is to be able to find out where those resources are. So engineers at NASA's Kennedy Space Center are hard at work on unique quadcopters called Extreme Access Flyers. Running on propellants made from local resources, these vehicles are designed to gather samples on other worlds in places inaccessible to rovers. On Earth, maneuvering a quadcopter is no big deal. But on Mars, where atmosphere is thin, the machine would require very large rotors. And with long delays in ground communication and no GPS for navigation, the Extreme Access Flyers must have autonomous capabilities. But recent advances in off-the-shelf components are making a successful prototype likely. And these spunky flying machines could be put to work exploring volcanic lava tubes or taking soil samples near nuclear plant accidents right here on Earth while they're waiting for their journey to Mars. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.